I'm Samantha Phipps, the Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition. This is a public affairs presentation. Normally, David Pike with Mitchell County Safe Place would be with me, but he is not here today, so I will be talking alone today. It's definitely November, and it's getting colder, and we've been fairly lucky. We've had some freezing nights, or almost freezing nights, and it warms up during the day. But we have a long winter ahead of us, and last year this time in the newspaper and in our newsletter, I spoke of thinking about charitable giving throughout the winter, and especially think about heating assistance for people in your community who are in need. I know we ask for money all the time for domestic violence and sexual assault, but at this time of the year, I am working with our clients to make sure that they stay warm, both in the shelter, but also when they move away from the shelter. And I frequently have to turn people away who do not fit with our criteria. Right now, I don't have any fuel or money at all. We're at a point in our cycle of grant funding where we are making payroll and paying as many bills as possible, but I do not have any funds available for fuel, oil, wood, electricity, and it's very frustrating. I spoke with Salvation Army yesterday, and I frequently talk to Reconciliation House, people at DSS, and in both counties, Mitchell and Yancey, there are charitable organizations or the churches that are collecting monies to help keep people warm. No one should have a choice of eating, having some food in their bellies, taking their medicine, or staying warm. And frequently, people fall through the cracks, and they really are cold. And maybe they don't freeze to death, but it is miserable to be in a cold house. Think about digging a little deeper and maybe giving up lunch a couple of times a week and take that money. And it's incredible about how that adds up. If we save $16 to $20 a week, maybe give it to a fuel oil fund. But that's just one of my pet peeves in life, is no one in the United States should ever freeze or be miserable being cold. We are at a time where we're thinking about giving to the Family Violence Coalition and Mitchell County Safe Place for Christmas. We are going to have our angel trees in our thrift stores, and right now we don't have the names on our trees yet. By December the 1st, we should. And check with both of our stores from time to time, because always at the last minute, we have a need. A family will come in during the Thanksgiving, Christmas holidays. People's tempers flare. They're worried about money. People get stressed out. And maybe they're cold. There's not enough money for fuel. And so they get stressed out with each other, and we wind up with a lot more domestic violence and people in our shelters. Check back with us from time to time about there might be an emergency need at the last minute for some assistance with Santa Claus or a woman without children who's come to the shelter. Frequently, we need new pajamas, we need new underwear in all sizes, and we need sweatsuits, because people flee in the wintertime sometimes with nothing, and they need some emergency supplies right there at the shelter. I know people do give to our thrift stores, but if we could have brand new underwear, that would be wonderful. And brand new pajamas. There's just something about pajamas and underwear. You want them to be new, if at all possible. So think of both stores in Mitchell County. They have actually three stores now. The two clothing stores are A Touch of Class and The Attic. And in Yancey County, we have the Crazy Daisy. And we are always in need of donations for both stores. And we will give you tax receipts. If you have an emergency and need to speak with someone about domestic violence, sexual assault, or just not even an emergency but want to talk in general, in Mitchell County, that number is 765-4044. In Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056. Remember, stopping domestic violence and sexual assault begins with who? It begins with me and you.